Okay, today's daf is Chulin Kaf Zayin. We're going to start at the top, beginning of the second parak. Hashochet echad ba'of v'shnayim bebehema shchitato k'shira. Okay, if you sheft one siman, we've learned this already, it's kind of reviewing. One siman and a bird, two simanim in the behema, that's a good shchita. Now, always shchitato k'shira sounds like v'diyevet, so this is strange because isn't it l'chatchila, one ba'of, one, two and a bird, we're going to get to that. And the majority of one siman is as if you did the whole siman. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad sheyishchot et havridim. This is something new we haven't seen. Rabbi Yehuda adds that you also have to shecht the veins there. You have to, or cut the veins. Okay, big debate. What veins? What are we talking about? So first of all, the Gemara on Kafet's going to say this is only veins of a bird. We're not talking about an animal. What's the difference? The difference is the animals, when you cook them, the issue here doesn't really have to do, again, I guess it depends what you view the purpose of shechita is, but it has to do with getting all the blood out. So in an animal, you cut it into pieces. You don't take a whole animal whole and roast it. So therefore, the blood's going to come out when you cut into pieces. But here the concern is with a bird, you might cook the whole thing whole, and if you don't get all the blood out, then you'll end up eating the blood.
But we're not talking about a bird that's going on the mizbech where you squeeze the blood out of it.
No, we're not talking about a blood on the mizbech. This is we're in kulin, right? So this is any shechita.
So there's no squeezing.
Right, there's no squeezing of the blood. So therefore, you have to shech the vridim. Now, there's a debate. Which vridim are we talking about? Are the ones on the side of the neck, or are they behind the kaneh and the veshet? Are they, you know, ones where there's a lot more blood, and that's the assumption, maybe they're thicker? There's a whole debate about which veins exactly. If you did a half, right, this is pretty obvious, but because we already said rov is kabau, but if you did half of one or one and a half in a behema, shchitato psula. Rov echad ba'of v'rov shnayim b'behema, shchitato k'shira. Okay, they're kind of spelling it out. I'm not really sure why. It seems we already said it in the beginning of the Mishnah. Why you'd have to say this again is a question. Hashochet, so now the Gemara starts off. Hashochet, echad ba'of v'shnayim b'behema, shchitato k'shira, sounds like what? Di'evet in l'chatchila lo, right? That this is only b'di'evet, it would be k'shira, but this isn't what you do l'chatchila. B'behema l'chatchila lo, in other words, first of all, b'behema, right? Two simanim, I mean, that's as l'chatchila as you could get. Like, what more do you need? Ad kama lishcho v'lezel, right? How much more are you supposed to shecht? More than that. More than two simanim. So, ibait eima echad ba'of, maybe it's referring to the one ba'of, and that it means, really, ideally, you should do two ba'of. But v'di'evet, one is sufficient. Why? So now there's a big debate about why, if you say you really need two ba'of, is it like mi'ikar adin, you really need two, and then we can be meikah with one? Or is it that ideally you should do two just so that you don't accidentally not do the majority of one? And basically it's more like a siag. Okay, more as like an extra just to make sure, okay, but not that you really need to do it, okay? Or maybe you really need to do two simanim ba'of, just if you don't, it's fine. V'ibai teima, arubo shel echad kamohu. Another option is to say that even though it starts off, hashochet echad ba'of, v'shnayim b'behema shchitato k'shira, it's really referring to rubo shel echad kamohu, the second line of there, which said right after that, it says rubo shel echad kamohu, the majority, as if you did the whole thing. That case is b'di'evet, okay. But l'chatchila, of course, one siman ba'of and two in a bird. It's a second way of understanding it. Amar Rav Kahana. Now we're going to have a whole slew of questions, a whole slew of answers to this possible question. Amar Rav Kahana, minayin l'shchita shehi min hatzavar. Okay, the Gemara likes to raise things that we see is totally obvious. Where else are you going to shech the animal? But from where do you know that shchita is from the neck? And they're going to have all sorts of drashot on the word vishachat. Okay, why is the word vishachat used? And we're going to darshan that. Shneemar, vishachat et ben habakar, mimakom sheshach chateyu. Okay, it's play on words. Shachat is shach chat. Okay, so what does that mean? From the place where you bend, okay, shach is to bend, from the place where it bends, that's where you clean it, you purify it, okay? Chateyu, let me lashon lechatey, to clean it out. What does it mean to purify it? It really means to clean it out from its blood, okay? That's to get rid of the blood. Which is why I said there's a little bit of overlap here. I don't understand enough of it yet. Between the idea of not eating the blood and shechita. Like, shechita is sort of to get rid of the blood. On the other hand, they say maybe this thing about the v'ridim is only for the purposes of blood, not for the purposes of shechita, but there is some sort of overlap here. So they're saying, clean it out. Clean it out meaning get rid of all the blood. So, v'shachat et ben abakar. So again, we darshim v'shachat from the place where shach chateyu. Okay, play on words. Now, mimai dahai chateyu. Now, when you're going to say chat means clean it out, purify it. How do we know that it's lishna de dichuyahu? That it's, okay, dichuya, just to teach you a little Aramaic, dalet and zayin switch around. So, dichuya is zach, like zakeyu, clean it out, you know, from shem and zayit zach, pure. So, how do we know that it's a lashon of purifying? Dichtiv bechitei et habayit. Okay, that's right, to clean out the house. This is a Vayikra Yudalit about the tzara'at, bechitei et habayit bedam et zippor, ubemayim achayim, etc. V'ibayitem amehacha, or maybe from here, tichat'eni be'ezo ve'etar. And there it has the lashon of chitoy and tahara. Okay, ve'ema, now they're going to suggest it's going to be the same structure for all these. Okay, each one's going to be a drashan, the word vishachat, or something like that. And then it's going to say, that proves you do it from the neck. So what do we have so far? From the place where it bends, that's where you're purified. So that's obviously to them, it's the neck. But now they say, why is it so obvious? There's other parts in the body that bend. Ve'ema miznevo shach. Right? What about its tail? Right? The tail also bends. Maybe you should cut it by its tail. So what is the answer? Shach amichlal shezakuf bi'inan. When it bends, it has to mean it's something that could be straight and could bend. But v'ha shach v'omedu. The tail is always bent. It's never straight. There's no, right? The tail's always moving. It's always bent. It's never in a straight position. So it would have to be something that's sometimes straight, like the neck, and also could bend. Ve'ema me'oz no. How about its ear? Its ear is bent, but it's also straight. I don't know exactly, right? It doesn't, I assumed it bent, the neck could bend back and forth. I don't know, your ear. I guess the truth is animals' ears, right? That's why. I was thinking first about people's ears. You're right. Animals' ears, they bend them all the time. So, ema miznevo. So, what are the answer? Be'inan dam ha-nefesh v'leika. You need blood from the nefesh, the soul, right? Not from, the soul would be the right way of translating nefesh here, but you need blood from the body, basically, the main central blood, and not from the ear. V'leika. And there is no dam ha-nefesh in the ear. Now they say, and remember this, we're going to have this, it's a mantra that's going to keep going. Ve'ema dekara va'azil adam ha'nefesh. Maybe you should start where it's bent at the ear and go down until you get to dam ha'nefesh, but the starting point should be the ear. Maybe that's what you would derive from v'shachat. Now there's a machlok at Rashi Tosfot about the girsa. Rashi says v'tu, which would mean, and furthermore, but I'm going to explain according to Tosfot, as the girsa, v'lit amech, which means that this is already the answer. V'tu would mean this is a further question. But I think it's, to me, the pshat sounds much more like Tosfot, which is that now we're going to respond and say, why wouldn't it be from the ear? You have to go all the way down to dam ha'nefesh. And they say like this, v'lit amech, according to what you're saying, shehiya, drasa, chalada, hagrama, v'ikor, those are the five psulim, right, when your shechita will be pasul, minalam, where do we get that from? Right? It doesn't say that anywhere in the psukim. Ela gemara, right? It's a mesorah. We have a tradition, okay, that teaches us that those are the things. Therefore, shechita min atzavar nami gemara. What's he going to say? It starts like this. We took the pasuk vishachat and we said, mimakom sheshach, where it bends, chat, chateyu, right? That's where you're supposed to purify it, meaning get rid of all the blood. That means, then they say, oh, that means the neck. Say, oh no, maybe that could also mean the ear. Oh, but there's no dam ha'nefesh in the ear. No, slaughter from the ear until you get to dam ha'nefesh. So they say, therefore, the answer is basically like this, and then I'll explain how they get to it. They say, the answer is, it's not really learned out from the pasuk, it's a masoret. And their proof, or sort of chizuk for this, is saying that just like the five psulim of shechita also come from a masoret, therefore the fact that shechita is from the neck also comes from a masoret. And that's why that part is the beginning of the answer, saying, just like those we have no basis in the psukim, this also has no basis in the psukim, and this is all to basically reject where we started. How do you know shechita is in the tzavar? From the pasuk. Because the pasuk doesn't prove anything, because the fact that you can bend could be the ear, and then you get from there down to dam ha'nefesh. Okay. The structure is going to be the exact same thing in all the others. Well, last part before we get to the second answer. Bikra lama'ata. So then why do we have this pasuk? Obviously we have this pasuk because they're telling us v'shachat v'ana bakar. But they still assume there's some sort of drasha from the pasuk. V'shachat. So they say, dilo l'shavya gistira. The reason is to teach you that you can't cut it. Okay, so the assumption here, again, there's a bit of a debate about all this, but Rashi says, Shaloyach toch ko amifreket l'shnayim. That's chateyu sounds like clean it out, get its blood out, but don't entirely chop off the head. Okay? Again, there's a few different interpretations of this, but the assumption is you can't entirely chop off the whole head. Now there's a debate among the Mefarshim, what if you did chop off the entire head? Is it pasul or not? Okay, in other words, is this like a lechatchila? You shouldn't cut off the whole head when you're doing shechita. You should just cut the simanim. Or is it actually asur to chop the entire head off? Okay, and is that what it means when it says delo l'shavi gistra? And that's what it means, again, v'shachat, v'makom sheshach, chateyu. So we do still keep the drasha, but not to teach you this from the neck, just to teach you that when you shecht it from the neck, which we already know from a masoret, don't cut it all the way. Okay, that was the first answer. Rav Yemer Amar, he said, the pasuk says, vizavachta. He's going to darsh in the pasuk, the word vizavachta. Again, in the same way as we did the other one. Mimakom shezav chatehu. From the place where the blood flows, that's where you should cut it. Okay, which is the neck. My mashma dehai chateyu lishna dimitavaru. So the first thing they want to know is, how do you know the chateyu, just like we did before? How do you know, right, this is a, it's funny. Last time we had chat with a tet, right? Those of you who aren't reading this, right? Vishachat is with a tet. Vizavachta is with a tuf at the end. So chat is a different chat, even though it sounds the same. So how do we know the chateyu is to cut, to break? So what are the answers? Dichtiv al tira va'al techat. Do not fear and do not be dismayed, which means don't let your spirit be broken, basically. So it's a lashon of breaking. Ve'ema, okay, so fine. We got chat is break. So that's how we connect zavachta from makom shezav. So now what are the answer? Well, there's other places in the body where things flow out. Where is that? Ema mechot mo zav. But your nose, right? Your nose runs. People's nose run all the time. Okay, so there's also things coming out of the nose, mucus, right? Not blood, but mucus. So maybe you would say from there. So what do they say? Al yedechitoy beina. No, we need a place where it will flow because you broke it. Not a place where it flows on its own even without breaking. Bahai, right by the nose, zav me'elavu. It comes on its own. Ve'ema milibo. How about in its heart? Right? You cut the heart, then also the blood will flow from there. So again, we're going to have the same problem with the deer cell. We'll go with Tosfot. Now we're starting our answer. According to you, where are we going to learn those five psulim? Ela gemara, that's a masoret. Therefore, shchita min atzavar nami gemara, right? And therefore, we're going to learn it all out from a masoret. Not really from this pasuk, because you're right, from the pasuk, we could say it's from the heart. Bikra lamai ata. So again, what's the pasuk then? What's the drasha on the pasuk? Vizavachti mimakom shezav chateu. So that again, what's it to say? Delola shavya gistera. Okay? Again, chateu is break it, but don't break it entirely. Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, third drasha. Vishachat. Al tikri vishachat ela visachat. Okay? Shin and sin often switch around. So let's switch the shin to a sin. What is v'sachat? Mimakom shesach chatehu. From the place where you, it's actually interesting, they change this to a samach, because it's really a sin. Shesach, where you speak, right? That's how they translate it by you? Where you speak?
For purposes of exegesis, yeah.
What? Yes? Yeah. To speak. So, right, sach is sicha with a sin. I'm not sure why they change it to a samach. Okay, so from the place that you speak, that's where you should chateyu, right? Again, chateyu means cleaning it out.
It's from where an animal makes a sound, so maybe that's, they want to differentiate
Sach,
it somehow.
Maybe.
Sound, words.
Okay, fine. Leave that as a question right now. Ve'ema milishono. Now, if you speak, right, I guess with a, maybe it's then it's the throat. I wasn't actually thinking about this when I'm preparing, but the throat is, I guess, the vocal cords, mm-hmm. right? I guess that's what they're saying. Where the sounds come out. Again, I don't know why the sama.
The sounds almost are created, yeah.
What?
Almost as if where the sounds are created.
Right, where the sounds come, right, where the source of the sounds come out. But again, I'm not sure why with the samach, but okay. It could be in those, you know, in their lashon they used.
Maybe it's a different
chapter. Maybe, but I assume they're talking about. Okay, so sach is an actual, right, and with the samach is a verb that means to relate or to tell. Okay, so from the place where. Speech would come out. So then, obviously, right, the neck, if you think about speech, you wouldn't necessarily think about the neck. The obvious one would be the lashon, from the tongue. Ve'ema milashono. So again, be'ina dam ha-nefesh ve'leika, right? You need dam from the nefesh, and there's no dam ha-nefesh in the tongue. Ve'ema dekar va'azil adam ha-nefesh. Why don't we say, right, you're getting used to the why don't we say you start from there, but eventually get down to dam ha-nefesh. What is the pasuk then coming? Okay, again, from the right, clean it out from blood, but don't cut it entirely. Okay, those are three drashot on words from psukim. Now we're going to have Braita where they're going to darshan also. V'tana, maitele mehacha. Okay, a different Tana brought it from a different place, from this Braita. We're not going to see it right away. You're going to have to wait a little bit. Titanya Rabbi Chia Amar. Rabbi Chia said, minayin l'shchita minat savar. Where are we going to learn that shchita comes from the neck? Shene'emar, v'archu b'nei Aharon ha-kohanim et ha-netachim. Okay, it says, Aharon, and it, right, the sons of Aharon set up the nitachim. Okay, this is in Vayikra Aleph, Pasuk Chet. It says they set up the pieces of the meat on the fire. Et harosh ve'et hapader, okay, the head and the fats. Al ha'etzim asher al ha'esh asher al ha'mizbech. So it says, so they set up the nitachim, the pieces of the animal, and then it says the head and the fats, but what do you mean? Those are nitachim. What's the point of saying the head and the fat? So they're going to say mata mudlomar et harosh ve'et hapader, v'halo rosh upader bichlal kol nitachim hayu lama yatsu. Right? These are part of kol nitachim. So why are they yotzei from the klal and they're specified? Lefi shene'emar v'hifshit et ha'ola v'nitach. Okay, it says you're supposed to take the skin off the ola and then cut it into pieces. You might have thought it's only parts of the body that you flay to actually take the skin off. How do you know that it includes the head that was already cut off, that was already severed, and really you're missing the words here, but and doesn't need flaying because you don't flay, there's no skin on the head to flay? What? I guess there is skin on the head, so why don't you flay it? I guess you're not supposed to flay the head, I guess, right. You're only supposed to flay the skin on the body and not the head. So, I lost my place. Minayin l'rabot ha-rosh ha-kvar utaz, tamud lomar et rosho ve-et pidro va'arach. Therefore, it says, now this seems strange, we're going to see in a minute, they actually quote, instead of quoting Pasuk Chet in that parak, they now quote Pasuk Yubet, which says, v'nitach otom lintachav et rosho ve-et pidro va'arach. HaKohen Otam Aleitzim, so they darshin, Roshova et Pidrova Arach. Okay, so what do you learn here? That the Rosh and the Padar, right, it includes them. Now, we're going to get back to this because really it doesn't make any sense that they're quoting that Pasuk. They really should be quoting Pasuk Chet, and the Gemara is going to say they actually do, and it should be read differently. So we'll hold off on that question for right now. But what do they learn from here? From this Braita, what can you infer? It says about the Rosh, Shekfar Hutaz. So what does that make it obvious? That shchita is from the tzavar, right? Michlal, dishchita min tzavar. Okay, from here you can infer that shchita comes from the tzavar. Now they're basically saying you can learn it from this braita. In other words, in the braita, the darshan is the pasuk, right? And as it really comes to the Torah, that it says, the rosh and the padar, the assumption is the head is already severed. So now they say, wait a minute, v'tana patach b'roshu padar, it starts off with the pasuk, et rosh v'et padar, u'misayim b'rosho u'pidro, right? Et rosho v'et pidro, meaning it starts with pasuk, it's another way we would say it, starts with pasuk ched and ends with pasuk yibet. What does that mean? Because the braita was set up to say, why does it say this? It's because we want to teach you this, and that's why it says this. So it should say this, and this should be the exact same thing. So what are the answer? Hachi kamar. This is the way it should read. Minayin l'rabot et harosh shekvar hutaz. How do we know that that also gets burned with it? Talmud lamar et harosh ve'et hapader. Really, pasuk chet means at the end. Biroshovi pidro lamali. And then the Braita, they're basically adding words to the Braita. The fact that they quoted Pasuk Yubed is the Braita continues to say, well, then what do we do with this other Pasuk? If it already said the Rosh and the Pader in Pasuk Chet, why did it need in Pasuk Yubed to tell us also, what's the point of that? Because then again, you could just say there at least say Nitachav. Why do you have to specify which Nitachim, the Rosh and the Pader? So, Roshov Pidro Lamali, Mibayle Lechiditanya, you need it for a different Rosha. As it says in a different Braita, Minayin Leroshu Pader Shekodmim Lekola Nitachim. How do you know that they get put first on the fire? Talmud Lamar, Et Roshov Et Pidro Va'arach. Even though it said et roshov et pidro and like kind of put a comma there, va'arach ha-kohen otam alayitzim, they darsh in the smichut of the words. They say, ah, that's right next to the word va'arach. What does that learn? He sets up, right, the kohen, the arach means he sets them up. He sets up the rosh and the padir first.
Is padir the same as chalev?
Is it the same? It's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't know enough about what kind of fats they are.
I don't remember having heard.
I know. I also, yeah. It's a good question. I didn't look it up. Upader kama dekata brachman alamali. So now, what's in the first verse? What did we learn? It's about the rosh. The whole drasha was all about the rosh. It didn't teach us anything about the pader. So what's the point of the first the pader and the first pasuk? In the second pasuk, it teaches us the rosh and the pader go first. The first verse, what's the pader coming for? We darshan rosh to say that the rosh shekvar hutaz and doesn't have hafshata. You still need to is part of the nitachim anyway. But the pader, what about that? Mibayle lechidatanya, they need it for this drasha. Ketzaduo said, when you go to burn the pieces, what do you do? Chofet hapader al beit hashchita umaleu. The part where you cut the animal is all disgusting. It's full of blood, and it's not respectful to go on the mizbeach like that. So you take the fats, and you cover that area with the fats so that it looks respectful when you bring it to the mizbeach. Okay? V'zeu derech kavod shamala. Okay? And this is kavod, respect toward God. Okay. So that was another place where we learned, because it says from here, right, the rosh shekvar hutaz, we understand that that's where you do the shechita from. Okay, we have a lot of different places we're going to learn this from. How do you know that shechita is from the tzavar? It's almost right? It's interesting. You might think it wasn't so clear then, right? Why do you have to bring so many psukim? It's so obvious that shechita is from the tzavar. But maybe, you know, it was really, I don't know if it was actually a question, or maybe there were people who believe, I actually didn't look this up. I wonder if there were machlokot between Stukim Prushim or something, you know, about where Shechit is actually done, that they're trying so hard to come up with proofs. V'haitana maite lemahacha. Detanya, here's a braita. Zot torat ha-behema va'of. We saw this pasuk the other day, right, where it connects behema and of. In what laws are they similar, the Beima and Of? The Of the Beima, right? In other words, we're assuming we can learn from Beima to Of and from Of to Beima. Beima mitama b'maga mamasa, right? A Beima is going to be mitame. If it's a nevela, what happens? It's mitame by touching it, right? It has too much nevela. Of eino matameh b'maga b'masa, right? They're different. The Of, remember, it's tuma b'beit habliya. As you're eating it, anything you come in contact with, that you're metame. But an of tahor, right, is not metame b'maga umasa. Of metame b'gadim abeit habliya. Behema ina metame b'gadim abeit habliya. So be'ezet Torah shivta behema le'of, be'of le'behema. So again, we're left with our question. Basically, if it's tuma, well, each one has its own way of being metame. So what's the answer? Lomar lecha ma behema b'shchita af of b'shchita. This is, remember, we saw this the other day. How do we know Of has Shechita min HaTorah? Because it only talks about the bird needing Malika in the Mikdash. So how do we know if you want to eat a bird, it has to be Shechita? It's from this Pasuk. Okay? So then they say, well, if you're going to learn the laws of 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 Shechita from the laws of Behema, we talked about this the other day, Ima lahalam barov shnayim afkam barov shnayim, then we should learn that two simanim by Behema, two simanim to Of. Talmud lamar zot. Okay, therefore it says Zot Torah Behema Va'Of to teach there's something that's excluded. Whereas Behema is done in a particular way, the Of isn't. Okay, so far this had nothing to do with what we were trying to do. What were we trying to find? Remember, we were trying to find how do you know Shechita is Min HaTzavar? That's going to be in this opinion. Okay, that's the first opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, we're going to see a whole bunch of different ways of darshaning this pasuk, Zot Torata Beima Va'of. Okay, the second one is relevant to our purposes. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Be'eze Torah Shavta Beima La'of Of La'Beima, Lomar Lecha Ma'of Hechshero Menat Savar. Where do we know that from? Malika is done in the neck. Okay, the back of the neck, but done by the neck. So just like Of Hechshero Menat Savar, and there it says it explicitly in the Torah, Af Behema Hechshero Menat Savar. Okay, so from there we learn Of to Behema, just like Of is done in the neck, Behema, and there's our proof. Another proof for how you know that Shechita is from the neck. But since we're still here, we're going to continue in these drashot. Ima lahala mimula oref, afka mimula oref. Okay, well, if right, we know about Malika, where do you do it? In the back of the neck. So maybe Shechita should be done in the back of the neck of an animal. Talmud lamar, umalaket rosho mimula orpo velo yavdil. Rosho shel ze mimula oref, ve'en rosho shel acher mimula oref. Again, we're darshaning. Umalaket rosho. It doesn't say umalaket harosh. Umalaket rosho, his neck, his head. That means only his head, meaning only the oaf gets Malika from the back of the neck, but an animal would be Shechita from the front. Rabbi Eliezer, hi zot my avidlei. So now what does he do? If zot is coming to limit it somehow, what's zot coming to limit? E lav zot hava amina ma of b'siman echad, af behema b'siman echad. Katav Rachman es zot. Zot is to teach you there's something different about them. What's the difference? How many simanim? Okay, so while it's true you learn the place of Shechita from the oaf, but the one siman you don't learn from the oaf. Tani Bar Kapara, third option of darshaning this, again, where I just want to keep the order. This was all brought because we wanted to come up with another proof for Shechita Minat Savar. We're done with that, but since we're already darshaning this pasuk and already showed two different interpretations of what Zot Torah Tebeim Ava Of, in what way are they similar, and what are we learning one from the other, so we're now bringing a third interpretation. Tani Bar Kapara, Zot Torah, I just also want to say, what happened here? The first was a braita with two opinions. We're done with that. We could have stopped here. But since they already brought, and the first opinion got brought in just because we were bringing the whole braita. Now already we're bringing Tani Bar Kapara, another braita, but because we're already on the topic, so we're going to bring some other braita. Bar Kapara says, Zot Torah Tebehema Va'of, Hitil HaKatuv La'of Bein Behema LeDagim. Okay? They're basically saying, the pasuk puts Behema and Of. Okay, here, I'll read the whole pasuk. You really have to see the whole pasuk to see. This is in Vayikra Yud Aleph Mem Vav. Zot Torah Tebehema Va'of, Bechol Nefesh HaChaya HaRomeset B'mayim, Ulechol Nefesh HaSharetet Al HaAretz. So they give four categories. And it goes like this. Behema, Of, water, right? Animals that go, or fish type of animals, or whatever. I know, not animals, but fish. And then Shratzim, okay? Creepy crawlers. We're ignoring the Shratzim right now. But what do they say? They put the oaf right in between Behema and Dagim. So now they say, L'chaivo b'shnei simanim i'efshar, shekvar ukash l'dagim. You can't say the oaf has to have two simanim because it's the fact that it's next to Dagim means it's similar to Dagim. L'potro b'lo klum i'efshar, but to say it's like Dagim entirely, that you don't even need Shechita, because Dagim don't need any sort of Shechita, i'efshar, shekvar ukash l'behema. So haketzad, they're basically right. Haketzad, so they're saying it's like the dagim, which means you don't need two simanim, but it's also like the beima, which means you cannot do anything. So obviously, what are they going to get to? One siman, right? So haketzad hechshero b'siman echad. Okay, so that's what they're going to say. That's what we darshan from that pasuk. Zot Torah the beima va'of. It's really not just the beima va'of, but it's the continuation. And v'chol nefesh chaya romesa b'mayim is to teach you that Of is this in-between category, which means one siman. So now they say, dagim delav v'nei shechita ninu minalan. How do we know the fish don't need shechita? Ilem amishum dichtiv. Okay, maybe we'll learn it from the pasuk in Bamidbar Yud Aleph, which says, hatzon, this is in the stuff about the section of the slav. Okay, when Bnei Yisrael complained, and then God brought the slav, the quail. So it says, "Hatzon u'bachar yishachet lahem, im et kol dege hayam ye'asef lahem." So what do you see here? "Hatzon u'bachar yishachet," and then it says, "Dege hayam ye'asef," which means you're going to collect. Which means you can just collect them, and you just need to kill them. You don't need to do shlita. Basefa ba'al masagelu. It's enough to just gather them. Elamata. So now they're going to say, what? You're assuming now, because it says Vayasef, Yasef Lahem, Asefa means no Shrita. Well, Elamata Gabeslav, by the quail, what does it say? Quail is a type of bird. And what does it say, right from the bird family? Dichti Vayasfu Etaslav. Hachanami Delab Beshrita. So there it says Vayasfu. So it sounds like you're going to assume that's also not Beshrita, and that can't be. If you want to say the slav, you don't need to do anything, you can't. We already said it's near behema, which means it needs something to be like behema. So what are the answer? Oh, no. This is like the etzba in kohen and all that, if you remember. Hatam lo ktiva asefa b'mkom shchita. Okay? B'mkom shchita da'achrine. Okay? We're going to say, there it said, hatzonu bakar yishachet and dege ayam b'yasef. So you have, it's not exactly like the Etzvah and Kohen, but they're basically, it's very different actually. But I was thinking about it just because it's, you have this word and that word. But what it means is, they're in the context, it's saying, those Yishachet and those Yasef. So Asefaz, in comparison to Shchita, by the Slav, they're just saying they gathered the Slav. They weren't saying they were to kill them and eat them, you know, that they weren't just, basically, it wasn't mentioned with some other Shchita parallel.
In both cases, context matters.
Right. Right, but here it said asefa with some other shchita, comparing it to shchita. Darash over glilai. Okay, whether over is a person's name or over is a person who was passing through or something. But anyway, whatever it is, he darshened. Somebody darshened. Behema shenivret min hayabasha. And this is a little bit going back to that last Rasha about the fact that birds are kind of in between fish and animals. Now we're going to have like this hierarchy. So the behema that was created from the ground, so it needs two simanim. Dagim shenivru'u min ha'mayim, they were created from the water, hechsheram bevelo klum. They don't need any sort of shchita. Of shenivra min ha'rakak, but Oph is from a combination from mud, basically, which is, right, both water and the ground. Hechshero b'siman echad. Okay, another way we're going to see that birds are in the middle. And here it depends on, it's based on their creation, how they were created. Amrav shmo kapotka'a, teida shaharei Ophot yesh lem kaskeset b'raglehem kidagim. He's saying, here's your proof that Ophot are somewhat similar to dagim because they have scales on their feet like the fish do. Va'od shalu. Okay, now this is interesting. If you look in there's a different masoret about who asked who. Okay, it seems to be some Roman general. So these classic questions that the Romans or some sort of people threw at the Jews to kind of look at your Torah. It doesn't make any sense. And then someone answered it back. According Rashi says it's Rabban Gamliel. I saw in the Steinsaltz in the Koran, it said it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Okay, unclear who answered. The names aren't mentioned here. I'm not sure on what basis they come up with who the missing person is here, who's answering them, but okay, leave that aside right now. Va'od shalu, katuv echad omer vayomer Elohim, yishritzu hamayim sheretz nefesh chaya va'of yofef. Alma mimaya ivru. What does it say here? Of yofef, right? Yishritzu hamayim. Sheretz nefesh chayava of yofef. It sounds like the birds are being created from the water. Uktiv vayatzer Hashem Elohim min ha'adama kol chayat ha'sadeh ve'et kol of ha'shamayim. Alma me'ara ivru. Right? This pasuk seems to indicate they were created from the ground. So now we're going to have two different versions of what the answer was, because there's going to be two answers. One is the answer he gives to the Roman, and the other is the answer he tells to his students after. So Amar lo min harakak nivru. So according to the first version, he answers the Roman general by saying they were created from a combination of water and the ground, mud. Ra'at hamidav mechstaklim zeh bazeh. He saw his students looking like, what are you talking about? Amar lahem kashe be'enechem shedachiti et oivai bekash. Is it so difficult that you think I kind of...
Are you so bothered by the fact that...
Right, are you bothered by the fact that I just gave him a very basic, weak answer? Min hamayim nivru. In other words, really, they were created min hamayim. V'lama hiviyana l'adam likro lahem shem. Okay? Really, they were created from the water, but that pasuk that says, v'yatzer Hashem Elokim, Mina adama kochayat hasadeh ve'et kolof hashamayim. If you look at the continuation, it says vayavel adam lirot ma yikralo v'kol asher yikralo adam nefesh chaya ushmo. The main point of the birds there is to say that Hashem created kochayat hasadeh from the adama. But it's kol of hashamayim relates to the second part of the pasuk. They were also brought before man, but it doesn't say that they were actually created from the adama. The creation from the adama isn't referring to that. So he's saying, what do you bother by my answer? The yeshomrim, and this is an interesting machloket, b'lashon achir amar lo toak mon, u'b'lashon arishon amar lahem l'tamidav, mishum diktiv al vayetzer. Okay, so now he says, in other words, that really, which is the weaker answer? The weaker answer is the second one. The weaker answer is the second one. That's the one he really said, and it's the second one in the first version. The weaker answer is Vayatzer, because really, it's Vayatzer Shamalokim Mina Adama, Ko Chayat Zdeva Ko Lof Hashamayim. That's really the pshat of that pasuk, that they are created from the Adama. And that the better answer is that they were created from Rakah. So it's a debate about which answer is stronger and which answer is weaker.
But no explanation of why he would give different answers. Why he would give the Roman general a different answer.
Right, that's another question also. Why was he, right? It could be he just wanted him out of his face and just, right. But it also doesn't make very much sense why he would have knocked him off. Oh, so the answer given to that, right, is that there's an issue. They don't want to teach the Torah to non-Jews, and he didn't want to give him the real answer. That there was, he was specifically hiding from him the real answer for that
seems
reason.
A specifically odd place to choose to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, it is. It does. I agree. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Okay, today we're going to see what Rabbi Yehuda ben Pinchas says. Tomorrow we're going to start with a bunch of questions against him. Ein shchita la'of min haTorah shenemar v'shafach. Okay, there's no shchita from Och min haTorah. It says v'shafach. Okay, this is the pasuk about the dam. Okay, v'shafach at adam. Here, let's read the pasuk. V'ik. It's important to see the order of the pasuk. It's vayikra yudzayin yugimel. V'ish ish mi b'nei Yisrael u'minager agar b'tocham asher yatsu tzed chaya o of. So notice it talks about chaya and then of. Notice the order. Asher ye'achel. Right. So if you capture any chaya or of. V'shafach et damo v'kisau b'afar. You have to spill the blood and cover it with afar. So they say, it's clear from here, there's no shchita la'of min haTorah, because it says, v'shafach et adam, that's the only thing it says by of, and therefore, what do we learn? B'shficha ba'al masage. It's enough just to get the blood out, you know, and pour the blood and cover it, but you don't need shchita. Well then, notice what it said in the pasuk. Chaya and of. So what are you going to say now? Ihachi chaya nami? Chaya also doesn't need shchita according to what you're saying? Because if it says v'shafach et adam, then, right, then maybe chaya also doesn't. So what do they say? Oh no, chaya itkash lepsule hamukdashim. The chaya, we already compared them, katzvi v'kayal. You remember when the basar tava, it says, if you want to eat these like the tzvi and like the ayal, this is what you have to do. So the tzvi and the ayal are like psulei hamukdashim, things that can only be eaten in the mikdash, which means they're like animals, which means that they have to be shechted. But if you want to say that, of nami itkish lebeima dechtiv zo torat beima va of. But birds also are compared to behemoth in that pasuk. So what do they answer? Haktiv v'shafach et amo. But it says here next to the word of, right? O of asher yachal v'shafach et amo, and that comes to say just shvichatam. So now they say, "Umay chazit deshadi le'al of shadi achaya." But I don't understand. Again, we're going circular. Just because you say the shapachat demo refers to the of, it also refers to the chaya. So what are the answer? Mishum desalik mine. Since the last thing mentioned, the closest word to v'shapachat adam is of. Again, this isn't the most perfect proof, but they're saying. Therefore, we learn that it connects with of and it doesn't connect with chaya. They're going to read the pasuk like this. Chaya, then of, then shvichat adam. So while it's true that shvichat adam refers to both, but shvichat adam exclusively, meaning no need for shchita, refers only to the of and not to the chaya, because the of was mentioned right juxtaposed to the shvichat adam. Again, this is probably one of those cases where the law was obvious and they were trying to connect it to psukim, because obviously these psukim could be read as saying shvichat adam, you know, also in addition to shchita, or, you know, and it, you know, it's hard to accept these drashot as this is really where they derived it from. Okay, tomorrow we're going to start with a bunch of questions against Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas.